I love the question I received today. It's really interesting. It's going to help a lot of people, I think. Someone is asking, well, Max specifically, our listener is asking, what pitfalls should you avoid when monetizing a passion, an interest, something that you really love to do that can often be a good side hustle idea. We've seen over the years, lots of different people taking their passion and turning it into an income generating project, but it doesn't always work that way. And it's not always the best idea. So let's help Max and maybe somebody else out there figure this out. What pitfalls should you avoid? What obstacles should you just try to steer around, however you like to think about it? When you're like, I want to go from this thing I do just because I enjoy it to I want to do this thing and make money from it. As I said, sometimes that's great, sometimes not so great. So let's break it down. If you are thinking about making money from something you're excited about, I hope this episode is going to help you. Short, action-packed, as always. Detailed question from Max and my answer in just 30 seconds.
Hi team, this is Max. I'm really passionate about photography and I've been thinking about turning it into a side hustle. I've heard that monetizing something you love can sometimes lead to burnout or other challenges. I want to do it right. What are some common pitfalls to avoid when turning a passion or skill into a monetized side hustle? I'd love to hear your advice on how to navigate this transition without losing the joy that originally drew me to it.
Well, this is a topic I think more people should think about when they are going from, this is my hobby, I want to make money from my hobby. Because as I said in the introduction, maybe you do, but maybe you don't. Maybe actually you're just happy with this hobby. I like to play video games and I have no desire to create a video game based business. I'm sure there's ways I could monetize my, decades of playing video game experience and knowledge, but I have zero interest in doing that. So first things first, let's just note that. But then assuming you are in the category of like, no, actually, I really do like this thing that I do, and I think it could be interesting and helpful to other people, and I think I could actually create a profitable little business from it. That's awesome too. So if you're in that situation, how do you avoid the pitfalls and keep the joy alive in your work? That's super important. Number one, don't undervalue your work. I think that's one of the biggest mistakes people make when they're monetizing a passion is undervaluing. They feel like I shouldn't charge much for this thing because I really love it. I enjoy it. You have to remember that your time, skills, and experience have value. That is going to help you actually maintain your passion over time. And then keep the balance between your passion and your business, because often what you're doing for your passion is very different than what you do for your business. Like you have lots of little business tasks you have to take part in or complete, or at least, deal with in some fashion. And that's different from actually playing the game or, knitting or whatever it is that your passion actually is. So you need to understand that there are differences here. You need to set boundaries to protect your personal enjoyment. So if photography is the passion, for example, maybe just reserve some time each week to go out and shoot just for fun without the pressure of client demands or deadlines. I think it's also helpful to avoid overcommitting. When starting out, it's tempting to take on every opportunity that comes your way or try to make as many products as possible, but that can quickly lead to burnout. So be selective. And as well, watch out for scope creep. This happens in a lot of service businesses when the demands of a project start expanding beyond what was originally agreed upon, often without additional compensation. So be careful and mindful of that. Develop a contract or agreement that kind of specifies what's included and be sure to enforce it if the scope starts to expand. In short, I would say turning a passion into a side hustle can be incredibly rewarding. We've seen it over and over, but it's also important to avoid these common pitfalls. So I really appreciate the question. Make sure you value your work appropriately. Maintain that balance between your passion and business and avoid overcommitting. Max and everyone, good luck. Wishing you well. SideHustleSchool.com, lots of resources and notes. YearOfMentalHealth.com, it's a newsletter I write 3 times a week, also completely free. I do just about everything for free or low cost. And I'm so grateful to our community out there that supports the work. So much more is coming up. New episode every day. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.